Yo, it's your girl Brianna Temple coming at you with another episode of Temple's Tantrums. This is episode 7. I am here with my lovely co-host.
Henry Jones in the building, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it 100, 1,000, one time for y'all. You know, it's been a while.
Yes, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We're fine.
I missed y'all, you know what I'm saying? I missed, you know what I'm saying, having the silent listeners, you know what I'm saying?
What's a silent listener?
Our guests.
It's true. Okay, wait. I guess that's what y'all are. Okay, wait. That's true.
Yeah. You do the podcast, it's just like, y'all really good to vent it.
Wait, you guys are. Like, I feel like we have, like, even on the app shows a different type of number of listeners. I know there are people listening on Apple and Spotify, and we love y'all. Thank y'all for the support. And the share on Facebook. We want to thank all y'all. I'm eating an ice cream sandwich, guys. So
hey, auntie.
Hey.
I found out recently my auntie tunes in. Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. So I know you were saying, like, you didn't have too many things that you want to discuss, but I feel like I have something that I feel like is going to take enough time.
Heard.
So let's get right into it. I don't know if anyone knows me. I am no stranger to Facebook wars and beef.
Damn.
And so I guess yesterday I shared a post. And I want to pull it up because I think this is a good topic. You know, we're gonna this one is not gonna be celebrity heavy. We're not doing this one that today. We're doing regular relationship stuff. It's gonna be on my page, and it was an interesting topic. And y'all, listen, I understand that people have opposing opinions. I never want to tell people that they're wrong and how they're thinking. But on this one, I kind of felt like some of the feelings that people were having didn't have to be as strongly as they were having them. But hey, you know what I'm saying? So yesterday, I came across a post. It was with a young man. His name is Duncan Penderhoos. And he posted a picture of a man. He posted a picture of I doubt this is his actual picture. It was a man caressing, you know, a young lady, and she was a little thicker. She's on the thicker side. So here's...
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong. Okay. I didn't say there anything was. But this is how the post goes. Here's my situation. I love her. I promise I do. But she's testing that love. We've been married for 5 years. When we first got married, she weighed about 135 pounds and was gorgeous. Since we got married, she's taken on this whole extra personality. She's gained more than 60 pounds. This extra weight is not attractive to me at all. We are both school teachers / administrators, so we get home about 5 in the afternoon. I've expressed to her my concerns about the weight gain, suggested medical attention to see if there is a condition or something, purchased a gym membership, started buying the groceries for the house, and even cooking. Nothing has worked. Now she's complaining that I'm withholding sex, but that's not the case. I just don't like what I see, and it does not stimulate me. I can't get aroused by a woman that complains and makes excuses all day. I don't like the sight of those rolls and extra meat. I love my wife, but I'm not in love with what she has become. I don't like what I see, I don't like what she's become, and I don't know what to do. Communication is not working, and I just can't make myself be attracted to something that is not pleasing to me. What do I do? I want to help her, but I don't know how. So, in typical Brianna fashion, she took the unpopular opinion side.
Nice.
And I said, I understand what he's saying.
Nice.
And let's just say some people, of course, you know, a couple people commented saying, you know, well, you know, it's about ups and downs and there are many stages and blah, blah, blah. And people are like, well, it's because she's depressed or, you know, she should lose the weight for herself, but not for anybody else. My comment, I did not specifically respond to anybody, simply because I specifically respond to people that I find complete fault in what you're saying. And I feel like I want to argue that, if that makes any sense.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? So I made my own separate comment. And I said, I personally don't see anything wrong with what he said. He said he loves his wife, but he's not a fan of what she's becoming. And I think that's fair. On top of gaining weight, he says she's become a constant complainer and excuse maker. And he didn't mention kids, so what was the reason of the weight gain? He offered her solutions, but she's passing on them. I just think a man should be able to express his happiness and his unhappiness in something without him being viewed as selfish. If this was a woman saying this, I don't think as much fault would be found in her statement. So, one of the commenters decided to directly respond to me.
Of course.
Pretty much say, yeah, you know, in her situation, she's been married 10 years and had, you know, two children and stuff like that. And things have changed between them. And, you know, like I explained, like I said, and my response to her was, well, okay, you said you have kids. So let's take that out the equation. You know, his post is heavy on the weight gain because that is what's most displeasing to him at the moment. Like, he's not a fan of how much weight she's put on, you know. You know, she pretty much was saying that she felt that he was on his way out and all that good stuff. And I'm like, and that, you know, a woman, you know, wouldn't leave a man for the same thing either, dot, dot, dot. I said, well, that is a lie. That is...
Women are most scandalous than men,
a woman would most definitely start to tweak if her... Like, I know it's a movie, but if you've ever seen Crazy Stupid Love, isn't that literally what happened? Like, the husband started, like, falling off. He stopped taking care of himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he became less fun, you know, was wearing New Balances on date night. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so it's very possible for a woman to feel that way. And so, you know, pretty much later on down the line, you know, she's saying, you know, well, would you leave your man if, you know, he gained weight? I said, well, he didn't say he was going to leave her. He didn't talk about leaving her. He didn't talk about cheating. He just saying he don't know what to do. And I said, you know, and I mean, at the same time, if he's saying he's not attracted, then unfortunately, that's just what the situation is. So I had someone else pretty much co-sign my thoughts. And the commenter felt hurt. I think that's what the word she had used about my stance on things. And, you know, she ended it with, you know, peace and love and respect. You know, you have a good day. And I didn't respond any further. But can I ask what's your opinion on this?
I think, you know, I mean, see, this thing. So he married her, obviously, at some type of ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
And things change sometimes. Now, I think sometimes maybe he should maybe see what's going on that make her feel like this. Like, I feel like if that's a major shift change, like, either you marry her and she was a complainer and you just wasn't attentive enough to notice, or you just ignored it,
mm-hmm.
or she wasn't a complainer, but maybe she went through something traumatic, or maybe she went through something that made her into that, and then maybe you should focus your attention on that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, people change. People get older every day. I mean, I feel like you at your prime when you're in your 20s. So, I mean, I feel like most relationships, people get less attractive, per se. I mean, people keep themselves up. People find new ways to kind of, like, look good and stay fresh. But I feel like over time, it's easier to gain weight. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, like, a different thing. It's always going to be other people who maybe come out and look a little bit better, or this and that. So you can't really be too focused on that. But at the same time, you can't. He not wrong for maybe expecting her to, like, just, you know what I'm saying, like, see his side of things. Like, if he's saying it helps me, or I like it better when you're healthy or this or mm-hmm. when you look like this. You know, I'm not saying he wrong for that either. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't think people should just get past. It's just like lock people in and just like.
Let yourself go.
Yeah, let yourself go. But I mean, a lot of people though, it's not like so simple. It's not like they just like become lazy. Maybe it's just like the time is not there to work out as much, or you have a job where you sit down a lot. And so you just, you know what I'm saying? It's not much you can do. It's kind of hard for you to kind of like let your. So I get both sides of the spectrum. I think he kind of, you know, dramatic. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Definitely.
I personally found nothing like wrong with what he said. But you know what? I've seen, I guess for me as a woman, and I have more women on my timeline, I've seen longer about what a woman expects from her man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, women feel entitled. That's why a lot of women single.
And that's why, but that's what I was kind of getting to, because I feel if this was a post about what a woman was expecting from her husband, there would not have been fault found in what she said.
But that's not necessarily.
And I'm not saying it's right. But this is what I'm saying.
That's like general trend on Facebook. Women gas each other up on certain things.
And that's what I'm saying. If a woman was to say this, they'd be like, yeah. But because this is what. It kind of took me to. I feel like, now, one thing I want y'all to understand about Breonna Lee Temple, I am not a pick-me type female. Like, I don't always jump on no male side and stuff like that. Like, I have no problem saying some of y'all is out of line. Some of y'all ain't worth 2 cents. I have no problem saying that. However, I do feel that whenever a man voices his preferences or what he doesn't like in some women, all hell breaks loose and y'all sit on y'all computers and do that about menfolk all day. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, that's been the issue, but what I'm saying
is, don't be that person who can co-sign or agree with another woman with everything she's saying, and she could be wrong as two left shoes. But God forbid a man says something as simple as, well, I'm just not happy with the weight she's putting on. And then it's like, y'all make it seem like you would have thought that he said that he was cheating on her and was going to leave her if she ain't lose the weight. And I personally, I did not see too much fault in what he said. I feel like a man should be able to express, you know, his concern or, you know, things that are not tasteful to him without being crucified by the masses. And that was just how I viewed it.
I feel like a lot of women are sensitive.
Very much so.
So I feel like sometimes, and then a lot of men put, it's like the way society is now, men usually chase the women.
Yeah.
And so usually the women kind of feels like, I am the prize. I am the perfect thing. If you don't make me feel perfect, mm-hmm. then you're at fault.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Versus mm-hmm. maybe trying to become perfect. Like, oh, you know, I kind of like this about you. I kind of don't like this. It's kind of like, if you have an opinion about me, that's like disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because I'm already perfect.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand, because I mean, sometimes at the end of the day, you need that self-confidence. I feel like men do it too. I think it's just more prevalent in women, because just how they be like, you know, it's just chase. It kind of like, you know what I'm saying? And they just feel like, oh, okay, I pick and choose. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's definitely different. It's definitely not the same. It's not equal. But I mean, you know, that's life. It's never going to really be equal just because it's different.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not gonna lie, like, even though I understand, like, listen, I'm never gonna be one of those people that kind of just blindly supports everything women do. And I have no problem saying, nah, that shit don't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like y'all should. And see, here's the thing with women these days. Unfortunately, y'all don't want to hear the preferences of men, or I think we've had this discussion before. Y'all don't want to hear the opinions or preferences of men, because maybe in past relationships or whatever, y'all were kind of pushed down to a point of where you were probably dominated in the relationship. And so now you kind of have this attitude where it's like, you know, no, it's all about me now. And so, or everything I say makes sense. You can't say shit about me. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is that while I'm not, it's not okay that if you were in one of those relationships where, you know, your opinion was probably dominated and you felt you couldn't do things, or you were just probably just treated terrible. that's also your fault for letting yourself be a doormat for so many years. And then that, no, because now they don't know balance.
I get what you're saying. Like at the same time, you don't want to make it seem like it's their fault. I mean, some people
I'm saying it's half and half. This is what I'm saying.
Some people get in bad situation, and bad situations affect you for the rest of your life. I don't mean it's your fault, but this is what I'm saying.
If you one of those people, bad
situation that just affects you.
If you one of those people who have been scorned for life, then you need not speak on relationships. Until you learn balance. That's what I'm, this is what I'm saying.
I'm saying until, ain't nobody perfect though. Everybody got relationship baggage.
But nobody can ever speak on anything. But I'm saying, this is my thing. See, a broken person cannot view things objectively.
People don't know they broken. People can't identify themselves as broken.
Some of y'all know y'all broken. No, this is me. Listen. Whenever I'm speaking,
some people think they broken. Some people think they not broken. They are broken.
But let me explain. When Brianna speaks on something, she speaks from knowing things about people. And this, listen, that even may include some of my friends. I know people who know how they are, who know they are broken. Okay, who know that because of past situationships, they're pretty fucked up. Now. This is what I'm saying. If you know this about yourself, I respect you for knowing that about yourself. But you can't carry that energy into everything. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's one of them easier said than done things.
Listen.
Everybody got their own energy. Everybody got a past. Everybody got an upbringing.
I'm not saying everybody don't have a past.
Everybody done been through some, maybe some less than stellar situations.
No, I'm just saying we're almost 30 years old, and if you still are carrying on certain things into every relationship that's new, and that people are, you actually coming across good people, but you're carrying baggage and energy from past things, and your attitude is now so messed up where you can't even see positivity and, you know, in men or whatever, because you had to deal with, then that means that you just probably just don't need to be dealing with folks. That's what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? Does that sound too crazy?
Yeah.
How?
Because that sounds like somebody from the outside looking in perspective judging somebody. But you got to realize, for anybody in this world, they want to be loved, they want to be in a relationship. I mean, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But how
I
can
just
want
to feel special.
You can feel special and be loved, but I'm saying if you're bringing in the negative energy because
right,
of where you're
saying,
coming
it's
from.
It's hard to see that negative energy, because you might say it, everybody, you might look at it as, oh, you being negative. And they might be looking at it like, no, I'm protecting myself. So,
well, then protect yourself by yourself then. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't get in a relationship with me and then you want to be an asshole because you're protecting yourself.
That's just like, okay, so is a girl not giving it up on the first day an asshole? Because
no,
she says she's protecting herself. She don't want to rush into things because she been hurt before in a relationship where she felt like she gave it up first.
No, that's easily a different type of situation.
No, I'm saying it's the same thing. Like, people, it's just different degrees. So sometimes, yeah, somebody might not trust you. They might be like all up your ass in a relationship in the beginning because they came from a relationship where they just got some distrustful stuff happen. So it's different things that people do, because in past relationships, they like, man, okay, this time I'll make sure this don't happen to me again.
But Nathan.
And sometimes it's extreme.
But Nathan, exactly.
But I don't think nobody ever says it in the moment like, I'm being extreme right now. I should be alone.
Listen, here's my thing. If I had a history, if I had a history of being cheated on, right? Every nigga done cheated on me, like on the girl on 90 Day Fiancé. like, let's say I've been, you know, several relationships, every nigga gonna cheat on me. Mm-hmm. And I have extreme trust issues. Mm-hmm. And you have not exhibited not one distrustful trait, right? Now.
Close to impossible, but how, I continue.
I'm just saying.
But I'm saying, this is a scenario. But if I constantly berated you with accusations of you cheating, or whenever a female friend comes around, I'm snapping off, or like any type of female even likes a picture, not even hearts or nothing like that, and I'm going crazy, like going through your stuff. If this was a constant thing, how would you feel? Would that be someone you want to continue to deal with?
No.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean, it depends on how I feel about that person. I mean, I feel like any relationship, you're going to take some bullshit. It ain't going to be nobody who don't come and you like every single thing. I feel like it's certain things you like, am I willing to put up with this? Like, yeah, she up my ass about this and that, but I know why she up like that. Am I willing to deal with that and show her that she doesn't have to be that way? Or is it like too much? And that's like a tough decision that everybody got to deal with. But I feel like everybody deal with certain things. Like, you might be around somebody who maybe their father wasn't the best figure. So now they super like, I don't need no guy around or something like that. And then you might, you know, feel a certain type of way. But then you kind of like, okay, well, I'm just going to stick with it. Or I'm going to try to like be a better example or whatever. Like, it's different ways that people deal with it. I feel like if you only take the good from a person, it's never going to work, because there's never nobody who you going to always be good.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to always be good. See, here's my thing. What I'm saying is, if I still, even though you show no signs of betraying my trust, but I still had that same negative energy with any situation, there's no signs of me letting up. You get what I'm saying?
I'm saying, like, yeah, but that's not used. That's like a 20. That's like a hindsight type of perspective. Like, in the moment, it ain't gonna feel like that. It ain't gonna be so easy to identify. Like, oh, okay, this is just like whatever. Like, you just might have a bad night, then you might have a good night, and then you might be like, damn, okay, yeah, she tweaked out on me yesterday, but whatever, she ain't find nothing, and tonight we had, you know, it was a blast. And so you're not going to be like, oh, okay, woo-woo. And the person who's tripping, they might not feel like, damn, it was too crazy. Like, okay, maybe I did do a little bit too much, but it worked out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? But I feel like
that's real shit, though. But y'all, that's how relationships mostly go.
And that's so sad.
Join the club. That's so sad.
But do you get what I'm saying? I'm saying
you know, it's unrealistic to say that people, because they've been through past trauma and they might bring new drama into new relationships, that they just gonna stop and assess themselves like, I should not be in a relationship because I am bringing this. Like, that's not realistic for a person to do. Even if a person is fucked up or got like a terrible track record, they gonna still make attempts. They gonna tell themselves, this time it's gonna be different. I'm gonna try this, I'm gonna try that. And they gonna keep doing it as long as people,
well, see, you make it, you
give
saying
them, give them attention, you saying, or you saying, to try with them.
You saying it like a person, but that's actually a person who's recognizing they kind of crazy and trying to work on it. I'm talking about people who not trying to work on themselves. I think that's where the disconnect. The person that's not trying to work on themselves or don't see themselves as a problem, as a toxic person.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Them the people that's unrealistic, a person who don't see a problem with each other, they're not going to not get into a relationship because they don't think they have a problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, to,
how do you not see a pattern in certain things, though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm saying, it's either they see it or they don't. If they don't see it, they not gonna be like, oh, I shouldn't date. They ain't gonna be like, okay, it's them, not me. Because they think they perfect. That's like one of the craziest things about humans, that sometimes they can't see themselves. And like, the people who have no clue, they're the most bold. You know what I'm saying? The people who, like, really understand themselves, they the most reserved and the most shy, and they the most like, okay, maybe I shouldn't get into a relationship. But they actually see their issues, but because they see them, now they don't want it. And the people who don't see them, they thirsty to get into every relationship because they think they like the best thing walking. It's so backwards, you know what I'm saying? That's why life is.
It's so backwards.
That's why drugs, you know what I'm saying?
Drugs. Not the drugs.
Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of stuff just kind of like paradoxical, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things that it's always going to be messed up relationships. It's always going to be people who like pushing bad ideas in the relationships.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know.
And that's one thing, you know what I'm saying? That's just one situation. But everybody go through their own kind of like situation and different things. I just feel like at the end of the day, it's going to always be something similar to that, where people just kind of like think different things at different times.
You know? But you know what I think my issue is? Why I like kind of have to bring it back to the post. Women annoy me. And I know that probably sounds crazy because I'm a woman, but women really do annoy me. This is why, like, I really cherish the male friends I have. Like, I don't like, and I don't know, because I feel like, listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect at all. And I know that, you know,
So why is you with me?
Hmm?
So why is you with me?
Because you're funny.
Wait.
Where did that come from?
I guess you said the people who got problems, they shouldn't search out relationships. And you said you're not perfect.
Let's wait. What?
I guess it just went too far.
I think you just like. No, so this is what I'm saying.
Maybe I didn't understand your point. That's what I thought you were saying. Like, if you feel like you got issues, you shouldn't be in relationships.
No, fuck if you. I feel like I'm saying if I felt that I had serious distrust issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, you've told me things from your previous relationships or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I had serious distrust issues and I was just an angry beaver, then I wouldn't get in a relationship with you. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm probably going to be on edge. With this,
I feel like if you know you got serious trust issues and you see somebody who you feel like you couldn't trust, that's mm-hmm. one thing.
That's one thing too.
But maybe if you, but be there like, are some. I feel like I can trust him.
But there are some women who I know who will say about themselves, "I'm a very jealous person." You know what I mean? So right. Okay, you know that about yourself. So
you just selective on who. So you select to.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. I'm saying it would be wrong of me if I know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how you are,
mm-hmm.
and what in your past, and I still want to attack you on every little thing when that's not the case. You get what I'm saying? Then that's wrong on my part. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If I'm not even trying to work on my distress issues or my jealous issues and stuff like that, and I just don't see myself trying to trust you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, you know, before you confused me. I was saying I really enjoy my male friendships because they're more level-headed. And that's why I appreciate our friendship, because you're more level-headed. I've never been a one-sided person. You know that about me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very fair. Very fair. And you even tell me life isn't fair, but I always try to find balance in most things.
Right.
And maybe to a fault, you know? But for me, you know, it's hard for me to deal with women sometimes because if you have this superiority complex or you think you're always right and it's, you know, like, you know, you wear this fuck these niggas attitude proudly, I can't deal with you. Cause I'm not gonna support everything you say, Mama. I'm sorry. You not getting my cosign on some of this shit. Cause it's like not. It's like, no, you capping. Like,
right.
and then it's like, cause me, you've had these conversations, and I'll be like, man, she out here posting this shit, and that's why her life is the way it is right now. Like, this is literally like, cause you know, some women, they mess themselves up, and it's like because. you come into the game, there are some posts that are actually really true when it says that a lot of relationships don't work because the women are getting too crazy. Not independent, because a woman should be independent, but some of y'all is kind of ridiculous. Yes. With the attitudes in the mouth. And y'all don't know how to... I feel like when you get in a relationship, it's a team. You're a team.
Right, so you can't and be independent.
You can't be... To a certain degree, you can't be all me, you know? Like, you kind of have to look out for your partner. Like, I don't know. And it's just... And I feel like... And it's weird because I haven't been in that many relationships. But I think I've seen enough failed ones to even see that's where they fell apart at. And it's like some... For y'all not to get it, it's like, okay, you know, like, I don't know.
I mean, it shouldn't be surprising. It's like a lot of people who don't get a lot of stuff, basic stuff. Like,
I know.
I just feel like it's going to be always all levels. Like, it's people who get it, it's people who don't on both sides. It's men who get it.
But this is what I'm saying.
Men who don't, it's women who don't. And it's like, if you focus on the people who say stuff, most of the time, this is what I say. I feel like people be looking at on posts on Facebook and not realizing that a lot of times the most popular is the most outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a person who's saying, oh, everything is going right for me and everything is good in my relationship, that's not going to get, like, no shares or no reposts. It's like the people who got, like, the crazy, wild stories of this and that. That's what sells. That's what people are sharing. And look at this. This is crazy. So sometimes you look at Facebook and you be like, man, women just don't know what they thinking. But it just be like one popular post that's just like funny more so or entertaining. But a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, they quiet. They just like, they ain't really speaking on it. Like on the
real stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people who got their stuff together, they kind of just quietly doing it. Like they really not.
I'm joking. That was a joke. This is for the audience.
That was a joke.
Like, insert laughter.
But I don't.
So.
But I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you can't really go off like social media with judging like the demographic. You know what I'm saying?
Nathan,
like,
when I tell you.
It's kind of hard to do that.
It's also, I'm trying to tell y'all, I know some of y'all in real life, and some of y'all have capped in real life with the stuff y'all have said. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, that's literally, you know, sometimes when Brianna be in them group conversations, I've decided I'm just going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going to respond. Because it's so hard being the one. That's, you know, trying to bring the reason. Like, it'd be so hard when you're surrounded by crazy people.
I took my cape off.
What?
I just watch fires and I just keep walking right past
them. Right, now it's like, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know.
It is what it is.
But it'd be hard.
Godspeed.
But it'd be hard sometimes. Because it's like, sometimes I feel like, especially if it's your friends, you'd be like, damn, y'all really think like that? Like, like, and you just be taken aback for a second. You'd be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not saying that I have to be friends with like-minded people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I like level-headed people. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to agree with everything I'm saying. But if you don't see where I'm coming from, like, in the slightest of sense, because I'm coming from a objective point of view, you know what I'm saying, like, then it's kind of weird to me, you know what I'm saying, like, if you come in with a strong, wrong-ass opinion, it'd be like, oh, may have to revisit this relationship, like,
see, for review,
some people, you have to do that, you know what I'm saying, it's like, sometimes I look at people's posts on Facebook, even the males, like, I saw a post today that made me question certain things, and I saw the people who found it funny. Got to question those people, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that lately, 2018, A lot of y'all have exposed yourselves this year.
Yeah, really.
And
Facebook do be exposed people, man. It be showing who be like thirsty for attention, who really ain't got nothing too much going on. I don't know, it just be showing like
a lot of different things, and I'll just be like, well, okay, 2019, you know, cleaning that slate, buddy.
Like, but, on the chopping block.
Very much so, because it's like, me, I don't know, I just can't be around certain things. Even if you think a certain way, and I know that probably sounds really messed up to some people, but if your logic, and this is not me saying you have to think like me at all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you have to always agree or have the same opinions, but if you're like really, I'm looking for a certain word. We're just going to go with extreme. If you're extreme with a certain way of thinking and it's wrong, like it's wrong, then
can it be proven wrong?
Yeah. It's just that unfortunately they don't hang with too many people that have opposed. Remember, we've had that conversation too.
Mm-hmm.
People really hang with folks that think like them solely. So unfortunately,
just like you just said, exactly how you just said, like. You'd be like, I think red is the right color. And then you block all the blue motherfuckers, and the blue motherfuckers is blocking all the red motherfuckers. So now it's like a red world where red is key, and then it's right. A blue world where blue is key.
Right.
And they both, like, do their best to block each other out.
I'm saying if you're extreme, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm extreme with my opinions.
Nobody thinks they're extreme.
But do you think I'm extreme? That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, you have extreme opinions.
You think so? Which ones? Tell me.
I don't have them written down. You know
have
what
to have them. You have to have them ready. Receipts.
Receipts. Yeah, I don't do that. Like I said, I see fires. I walk right past them.
I don't think my opinions are too extreme.
I'm saying I ain't saying it's outrageous, but I'm saying some of the things I'm saying. Like everybody got their own thing on Facebook. You see, like just how people view certain things or look at certain things. And like I said, it's just people like, they just like what they think everything should go like. People got their own idea of how relationships should be, how life should be, how people should think, how people should interact. And they tend to, once you really get your idea, you hold on to it to the point where you really don't want to like see too much anti that.
Yeah, but people be talking.
That's why people love Facebook, because you can control it.
No, but I've seen, but this is my thing. I don't like when people talk cap about what things should be in a relationship, in a home, in a relation, in, you know, marriage or whatever. And then that's not even what's going on in your relationship, your home, your marriage or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't be that person who wants to be, you know, social media goddess or guru.
Right.
And then your life is like in shambles.
True.
Don't be that person. Because I'm going to just look at your set and be like, you're not getting a reaction from me. No likes from me today.
Yeah, hilarious.
You are not getting. You know, because it's like, yeah, okay, sis.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. But to bring it back. I still personally don't think that young man said anything too crazy in his post. I get that some women don't want to hear, you know, how people feel. And I get things change. I get over time things change. But one thing he did say was that he's tried communicating with her.
I want to see how big she got. I think he's tripping.
He said extra rolls. So it's not like a... See, you can gain weight. And you still, you know, not bad. If you blow up. See, that's what I'm saying. See, I don't know. Like, see, like.
That's all I gotta see. I wanna see you.
Here's the thing. Now, if I, let's say I just stop getting my nails done, stop doing my hair, and I pack on 40 pounds, right? 40 to 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
No child is involved, none of that. How would you feel?
Why? Why did you do that?
But now I don't even want to tell you why. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, leave me alone. Accept me for who I am. Is that okay to you?
I mean, no, it's going to cause issues.
Exactly!
But I'm saying it's exactly. not going to be... Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be what it is. I mean, if somebody say something like that. But at the same time, I feel like that's a strong, like... That's a strong thing to for something like that to happen. For somebody you know, married, to wake up to every day, to just like snap and be a whole different person, it don't happen like that.
I mean, it don't happen like that. It's a gradual thing.
It would be gradual, so it's kind of like either you wasn't paying attention or something else. It's like it's more complicated than that. Like, yeah, if it happened like that, then yeah, it's kind of like, damn, that's kind of messed up. And, like, you ain't really got too many options. But I feel like, man, it can't really happen like that. I feel like you may not always know when a person, but you can kind of see when people going through something.
I guess, child. I mean, you know, I just feel like it was kind of mild. He could have been going in on her.
You know what I'm saying?
He could have been saying, you know, her fat ass don't do nothing no more. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I think, really, she was just a little insecure, the woman who commented on it. I ain't saying she was, like, super insecure, but it probably just touched home. Like, she probably maybe felt like she wasn't who she was maybe when she first did, but she was glad maybe that her husband stuck around.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she did kind of in her mind think, like, man, maybe... this and that, and like hearing you kind of say it or voicing your opinion about it, maybe it kind of just like struck a chord with her on something she was dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, that's one thing too. That's been happening a lot this year, 2018.
Mm.
Like I'll say something just in general, like just how I think, and people will and it's been striking home for a lot of people, and people been getting in their feelings. And my thing is like, If that's your situation, then that's your situation. I'm not commenting on your situation per se. I think it's wrong to take someone's opinion on something. And maybe because it hit home for you, now we got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It depends on how hard you coming. You say everybody who stay in this type of relationship is dumb.
Well, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Now, I don't talk like that.
So you calling me dumb because that's my situation.
And I've never done that. See, I think, but a lot of people do that I've seen, and I don't get offended. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like some people like to make fun of quote unquote, you know, certain relationships, or you know they like to. Make certain side comments, blah, 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 and, you know, and I've never got offended. Like, you know what I'm saying? I have friends who are, you know, they like to be all my husband, mm-hmm. right? And it's kind of like, if you kind of know your girlfriends aren't all married, one, if you kind of know that you don't know if they're going to get married or they want to get married, why do you have to be that my husband type person? You get what I'm saying?
That's what many women do with them.
But I'm saying, though, but for you to know that about your friends and you do that, I think that's wrong. But I don't trip on that. You get what I'm saying? Am I making sense? So it's kind of, I feel like when people who aren't even that close to me, take a post or a comment that I make and they personalize it, it's like...
Now, it's a difference between appreciating something you have in a public setting. Because you could be like, oh, I just bought this new car, and you know somebody ain't broke, ain't got no car.
That's different.
Some people can say that. But when you start talking about other people's situations with your opinion on
mm-hmm.
how it should be or why they shouldn't or should be in this relationship, I think that hit more home than like somebody like just talking about their relationship and then somebody else saying something about it. Like, if I'm like, man, I really love my husband.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about that.
Boy, like, man, he's so good to me, even though, you know, like, somebody else got a husband who may be doing, or somebody else who not doing the most. It's like nobody can get mad at her because she appreciates, you know what I'm saying?
But if you out here just randomly while I have a husband, and you put husband in caps. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of
okay,
like,
yeah, I mean,
it's like, yeah. Bitch, like, wives get cheated on too. Wives get finessed too. don't play those games with me. And a lot of people do.
Right.
But I don't get on that with them. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And a lot of people, see, it's like, see, I feel like a lot of people lately, 2018, being their feelings with me saying like, hey, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you respect your man, you won't wear certain things on Instagram or wear certain things in public. They take that to the extreme. You get what I'm saying? She's talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Now we're beefing. And it's like, I don't understand how certain things are ruffling so many feathers. like I feel like some people low-key, like you were saying, got issues within themselves. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, when you see somebody, not even in your camp, but I guess you think because we on the same friend list that I'm supposed to maybe agree with everything you're doing. And I don't have to. Like, y'all know that, right? Like, we don't all have to agree with each other. We can respect each other's opinions and we can voice our opinions in a respectable manner. But like I've stated, a lot of y'all haven't.
True.
A lot of y'all haven't. A lot of y'all have probably said things that I feel like have been geared towards me. But in the words of my girl, if it ain't directed, it ain't respected. Okay? But I don't get my panties in a bunch. That's what I'm saying. It's like, some of y'all gotta, you know, if y'all got your own situations, that's cool. Like, I get, we all have situations. Who doesn't? You know? But you can't just be mad at or be offended or be hurt because somebody voiced something different than how you would approach it.
Definitely.
Like, that's not even how social media works. Like, and if that's how you're approaching
it. No, it definitely worked like that.
But it shouldn't. This is what, I guess what I'm saying.
That shit is the fuel.
I'm saying it shouldn't because some of y'all, boy.
That's what, at the end of the day.
I be doing my hymns.
I just put my head down.
That's why sometimes I don't even get on no more much. I think some days I'm probably just a little bit more active and I share things more so than anything. But
I cannot come up with that, I don't know, it just be too much drama on the book. That's why I be watching animal videos.
The book is definitely transforming into some foolery. It's a lot of, like we've discussed, a lot of sneak dissing on the book.
Right.
It's way too, and it be within people, and I be watching it within people in the same camp. And that shit be mind-blowing to me.
Right.
I be like, we be like, wait, are they talking about, and then somebody else will say something. But then, you know, a day later, everybody acting like that post wasn't about each other. I'm right. Like, boy, ha.
Crazy.
Good day. Good day, y'all.
Say good day.
Like, nah, me and Nate going home. y'all strong.
Cap.
But, I told you I had a topic that was pretty much going to dominate. We got to talk about these lame old celebrities.
See.
You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of talking about them. You know, 50 and Ja Rule, though. Have you seen that on Instagram?
I always be seeing stuff here and there, but definitely can't keep up with it.
Talking about this man brought the whole stadium to Ja Rule concert, so it'll be empty.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah, he wild. You know what? He funny as hell.
Let me tell you something. 50 and Ja Rule's beef will be iconic because it's like it went from some real street shit to now they on the internet.
Right.
On Instagram.
Old men.
But 50 be beefing with everybody. But, so I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight. What you think? Did you have anything else you wanted to?
No, not really. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much addressed how I felt about the situation thoroughly.
I addressed how I felt about it thoroughly.
Thank you for that, Costa.
And that's how we go.
I wish I could see her right now.
But until next time, this is episode 7. Hopefully we'll be back on how we were in the beginning, like on a weekly type situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, who knows? It could be 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Life is really changed for us, y'all. We used to have a set plan, or we used to have a set schedule, and it has not been that for a while.
Not at all.
So, you know, we're trying to get back to, you know, our original type thing. But, you know, y'all may just have to see us hear us every 2 weeks. Do you feel me? You feel me?
Yeah,
all right, so that's our child. So we gonna wrap this up. Until next time, y'all. It was your girl Brianna
and Henry Jones.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
and I didn't know she was giving me a cue.
This was Temple Tantrums. Good night.